So, Stein, do you say apricot or apricot?
Well, on the rare occasions that I will even enunciate the name of a fruit, I guess I say apricot.
Yeah, I say that now because I think I'm cool, but I grew up saying apricot. And then I heard Carly Simon singing You're So Vain, and his scarf, it was apricot.
That was about Mick Jagger, wasn't it?
I heard it was actually about Cat Stevens.
Mm,
anyway, I wanted to tell you that this year, for the first time in the nearly 20 years that we've had an apricot tree that we planted on our property, it actually fruited outrageously. There was once about, like, I want to say about 5 or 6 years ago when I had maybe 20 pieces of fruit on the tree and I waited until they were just ripe and the raccoons ate them all. But this year, I mean, I couldn't even keep on top of trying to pull them. And every time I turned my back, my dastardly dog would shake the tree. I swear he was doing it. And then down would come a rain of fresh apricots, and he'd eat them. He was smart enough, however, to spit out the pit.
Are you saving the pits? Because you could make your own amaretto.
Really? Amaretto's made out of apricot pits?
That or almonds or sometimes both, yeah.
Really? That's news to me. And I used to love to drink amaretto with a little bit of coffee.
You've got all these apricots now. So what are you doing with all of them? The ones the dog didn't get.
Well, the ones the dog didn't smash his face into, and he's like wearing juice down the side of his muzzle for 2 weeks now. I've been cutting them up and freezing them on sheet pans, and I have several nice big gallon containers of fresh frozen fruit. But the most amazing thing is Nate got smart with these. He is making fresh kind of homemade ice cream out of them. What he does, and you could do this with peaches, you could do it with nectarines, I'm sure. He fills the mini prep, the little Cuisinart-y thing, with frozen apricots cut into quarters and pulses it until they're like crumbles. And then he adds a big teaspoon of good peanut butter and about a couple of ounces of half and half. And it's like kind of, you blend it until it's smooth and then smush it down with a spatula every now and then. At the end, it's so delicious. And you could just make yourself a nice little bowl full of fresh, quote unquote, ice cream.
Did I hear your dog in the background just now? Did he just nab some more apricots?
It was my dog. You know what, though? When I love apricots, but as much as I love them, I really love peaches. And right now is when you can get the absolute best peaches are starting to come on. Right now, we're getting ready to see the wonderful Pence peaches that are coming in from Wapato. And this week, Metropolitan Market has fresh tree-ripened peaches from Frog Hollow Farm in Brentwood, California. These things are so delicious. These are organic peaches. They're definitely a little dear. But to me, they're the thing that tastes the most like the peaches I remember buying on roadside stands when I was a kid growing up. And we would go to New Jersey and just stop and get them. And the juice would just come out of your mouth, kind of like my dog.
God, it's really a disgusting image, Nancy, but I'll leave you to it, and I hope that you will enjoy. And you're going to put some pictures up for our KPLU Food for Thought website.
Absolutely. I took a shot of Nate's delicious, just enough for one, apricot ice cream, and I can't recommend it enough.
But no pictures of your dog's apricot-slathered jowls.
You know what I got, Stein?
What?
I got him doing it on video. Let me see what I can do.
Okay. With KPLU food maven, Nancy.
Amaretto? Isn't that some kind of fancy liquor?
I think I heard that somewhere. Leeson, I'm Dick.
Just call him Proofrock.
Stein.